This is an executive summary of DST versus NNN Direct Ownership, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When a 1031 investor wants passive, income-producing real estate, two paths often come up: buying a single triple net, NNN, property outright, or investing in a Delaware statutory trust, DST. Both are 1031 eligible like-kind real property, and both can relieve much of the day-to-day landlord burden. A true triple net tenant handles taxes, insurance, and maintenance, while a DST is professionally managed. But the two are fundamentally different investments. Buying an NNN property outright gives you full control and direct ownership of a single asset, but it concentrates your risk in one tenant, demands a large amount of capital, and still makes you the landlord with lease and property responsibilities. A DST gives you passive, diversified or pooled, low minimum, 1031 eligible fractional ownership, but with no control and full illiquidity. This guide compares the two on diversification versus single tenant risk, management and control, minimums and accessibility, and which fits your goals. Note that DST interests are securities offered to accredited investors, and Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.